I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool. So this is the Alt in Our Stars podcast. That's the name of it. Billboard's alternative and rock music podcast. I'm cool. Your host, Chris Payne, and I'm here today with Albert Hammond Jr.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just heard some new tracks off this new album, Momentary Masters. And today you're Snapchatting for Lollapalooza.
Just all around, just doing a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I mean, the Snapchat is just kind of, it's like my small version of a reality show.
That's a cool way of putting it.
Yeah, it's... Right? It's like my mini, it's my mini me.
Yeah. So how many snaps have you done so far today?
Well, Jamie's in control of it, but I'm pretty sure we did.
Nine.
Oh, eight.
I can't read.
You know, nine is good, though. Nine is my favorite number, so nine. It also means no in German. What's it called? I would have had more, but I feel like there's... We're not done.
The day is young. It's what, 3 o'clock?
I woke up at 6 a.m., man. I wish you would have been there at 6 a.m. Like the first shot in the morning. Yeah. Snapchat day! I will break your legs later.
So is Snapchat a thing you normally do, or is this just like, oh, I guess
I thought Snapchat was where you sent your penis to, but clearly you do other stuff on it now,
it's too. It's been known to have that reputation.
Yeah.
Amongst the social media brands, it probably is the one that has that reputation the most.
Well, that's because I thought it went away until they created an app that captures what goes away. It's perfect. I don't use it. I have used it, but I already used so many things, so many apps. I won't have any time in the day to do anything else. Just be on Snapchat all day. Instagram, Twitter, texting, email.
So you've embraced social media platforms.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun. And in promoting myself or my music on my Instagram or Twitter, it's been a lot of fun. Or chatting with fans and just trying to have witty comebacks is always fun.
Comebacks to the fans.
Well, they just sometimes they write different funny things, and so I like to pretend like I misread it, or it's kind of like I almost read it the way people who wrote Airplane would read it. You know, like what's the one
don't
line?
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah. Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious. And don't call me Shirley. No, but the one line he's like, a hospital? What is it? It's a building where people go when they're sick, but that's
right
not
now.
Important right now. That kind of stuff, you know? So I feel like I just kind of read it like that. And then they end up calling me Dad and Sassy. Sassy I'll never understand. But
Dad is positive. Mom
yes.
and Dad are both positive.
Is that a thing?
Dad is,
so it's positive when people are calling me Dad.
Yeah, it's like...
infuriates me. I am not a father.
Yeah, we had this conversation in the office, and I was kind of... Because I'm like a little too old to really understand. It's more like teen talk. So I kind of had to learn it myself, but it's like, no, it's... Teens on Twitter, if they really look up to you and want to be like you, respect you, they'll be like, oh, Dad. They'll just like they'll like post a picture of Beyonce and be like, Mom.
Wow.
Like that kind of thing.
You just made my day right there. Now I feel like I can go back and just understand my youthful fans. Sorry, guys. Erase some of those tweets. Yeah, it's fun though. I mean, I sometimes go on rants. It's fun. I don't know.
What was the last thing you ranted about?
Oh, I usually just start responding, and then people will start trying to get me to respond, as my wife says, and then I'll get upset when they write a certain thing, and she'll be like, "No, you can't respond to that. That's what they're trying to get you to do." And I'll just, I don't know, I just go into, I don't know, I've gone into atheist rants. I've gone into, which people love. I've gone into, I follow this popular science Twitter, and I repost a lot of their stuff, and then people send me really interesting things that I didn't know, scientific things. I like that.
So you're very sounding, well
I am a father, I'm sorry. And then we cook together, and occasionally I might iron a shirt or two. I mean, I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. It's just, I just, whatever I think is funny in 140 characters, then I'll just try to put that out. I've had to edit myself sometimes because.
We all do.
You know, it's part of life, right?
Yeah, yeah. So no exclusive contract with Snapchat. You're all just all over non-discriminatory.
No exclusive contract. Awesome. I mean, no one, they haven't called me or, though I can imagine, I feel like I'm looking at the team over here. Someone's getting an email. I got in trouble once for tweeting something from SNL. I remember Ryan sent me, it was like 45 seconds after I sent it. He was like, "You have to take that down."
What was it? Is it safe to say now?
It was nothing bad. It was just a shot of the stage before we were going to play on it. But it was like during rehearsals, and they don't allow that.
Really?
Yeah. But I just thought it was the first time I had felt the yearning, youthful rebellion of like, fuck that. Post whatever I want.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah, exactly. But I took it down.
Listen to the man. Yeah. Lauren Michaels, yeah. You're the boss.
The man took me down. He's powerful.
Can't argue with that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Powerful.
So yeah, Snapchat.
I'd like to play it again. So
yeah, I mean, right?
I'd be like, I'll take it down.
Yeah, can't really argue with that.
No. So sorry, what were you saying? Snapchat?
Yeah, so Snapchat goes back to Lollapalooza. You're basically starting off your tour for the new album.
Oh yeah,
support of it there.
Yeah, that's actually, someone mentioned it to me today that I didn't even realize. I guess because it was a newly added thing, I didn't even realize that was the case. And then also,
you didn't know you had a tour coming up?
No. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, all these dates. Oh, I guess I'll cancel my plans.
Damn. That's so many movies I was going to see. No, and then we have, I don't know what I can, I can't. No. Okay. I don't know. You. No?
There's
okay.
A lot of expressions no. going on right yeah. now.
Yeah, and then it starts, I start rehearsing September 1st to the 7th for a long tour of the fall and winter. Long, long tour.
Yeah.
I know with podcasts, radio, you can't really see expressions.
But we can talk about expressions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
describe them as well as we can. It's like radio back
in
the day.
But I still think it's nice even when you, I'll listen to Howard Stern sometimes and you can tell something's happening in the inside, but you can't see it and it's still like charming to like try to imagine it.
Yeah, and like you can tell that there's other people in the studio who they're interacting with, even if you can't really hear them.
Yeah.
So there's that presence.
Yeah, for sure. We can feel your guys' presence.
We're all here. So yeah, Lollapalooza, you've played that before with the Strokes, right?
I have. We did that in like 2010, I think. We headlined the more rock stage, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be like a pop stage and a rock stage. That's not like derogatory or anything like that. It's just factual.
Yeah, because, I mean, it started off as obviously a very rock-first fest. And I would say...
It's like a touring rock fest.
Yeah, because they've expanded internationally.
No, I'm saying before.
Oh, Perry, yeah.
He toured, Lollapalooza was a touring, went around the country.
Mm-hmm. I'm younger, I forget these things.
Oh. I didn't go to it. I just...
Oh, yeah, no, back
it was in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Remember the early 90s? See, Ryan, my manager went to it, and that's why I hired him. He said, I went to Lollapalooza. Fired and hired
enough.
On the same day.
You've got what I'm looking for.
You also got what I'm not looking for. Yeah, but it's changed. It's definitely, it's amazing, though. I think it's the first festival in America that's in like the city. In the center of town.
Right in the middle.
It's like
we had
one in Central Park, for instance. You know? It's not like... I always thought that was what was so cool about it. You could just walk out of the park and you were just in Chicago.
Yeah, or stay in the hotel across the street from it
and
boom, you're right there. Like that's what the billboard people do.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'd just have to get a balcony. I don't know if I would leave the hotel. I would just watch it from across the street.
Well, I'll write about your set from the balcony and see. We'll see.
Well, no, we have to get photos with like one of those like CIA satellites so you can hear better from far away. But you know, you're in your own comfort, so you can use the restroom. Everything really revolves around the bathroom, really, if you think about it. I'm serious.
Travel. After all these years, yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, I don't like being around a lot of people. It's like, no, you're just worried about bathroom use because that's really the big fear. Can I pee when I want to? Is it clean enough to take a crap?
Does that ever happen on stage in the middle of a set?
Do I have to pee?
Yeah.
It has.
Have you ever left stage or is anyone in a band you've played with?
No, usually it all wants to evacuate before you go on stage. Nothing wants to stay in. It's just all, let me out, let me out. Yes, one time in Nashville, the Strokes, early days, both Julian and Nick peed in the river. No. You think? I don't think so. I think it was Julian and Nick. He's got a better memory, huh?
Mm.
Really? It was Sam? I disagree.
The first
but whatever, for sure it was Nick.
The peeing in the river incident.
And like they wrote about it in the paper. I didn't realize it was frowned upon.
They wrote about it in the paper.
Yeah, I read a review the next day, something about it. I didn't think it was a big deal. I wasn't even, like the next day when I woke up, I wasn't thinking, oh, they peed mid-set. And so when the whole story was about that, it was kind of like about us peeing mid-set.
And
I didn't even pee.
Huh.
Sorry.
I was going to say, that sounds like something they do on the internet now to just get like quick hits, like Strokes leave mid-set to pee. But that wasn't even the internet. That was a newspaper doing that.
Yeah, probably no one. I mean, it was like a local paper you would get. Like
trying to go viral.
Going, yeah. Yeah, that was way before going viral meant you had a disease. They went viral. Oh, no, what do you get? No, it's a good thing. It's never a good thing.
Yeah, so I want to
talk. And then a silence filled the room.
I wanted to talk about the album, too, in addition to peeing and other things. So I was reading how you're saying.
I'm trying to help you go viral here, man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It's what we're all striving for. You do social media. You know what's up.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know how it works. So sometimes the things that are popular from what you do, you're like, huh, interesting. You know, you never know. So sorry, go on. You wanted to talk about the record.
The record talk.
Yeah.
So in the grand scheme of things, from what I was reading up and listening to, like, uh-oh. No, I think you'll be fine with this.
Okay.
I think you'll be fine. Sounds like it's about a lot of themes of, you know, losing innocence and what you learn as a person from that, how your worldview okay. changes. And so, yeah, like, I'm sure a lot of that has to do with sobriety, but I'm sure there's more, a lot more to it, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's, if anything, I feel like sometimes that gets honed in on just because, I don't know, it's a big topic of change that people are interested in, stuff like that, coming from a, you know, dark place, or they're curious about the dark place or curious about where it led you to. But it really was just, I feel so far from that. I feel like such a different person. I don't really feel like I'm that person. So, I mean, this record just came from a bunch of baby steps I've taken over the past couple of years to, I don't know, become a better songwriter, you know, performer, kind of. My words are failing me. I'm lost. I had said that. I had said that it all stems from being curious now.
Mm.
From that whatever innocence I had lost over time, I kind of gained in curiosity.
Mm.
And now I'm curious about many things.
Yeah, and it's not like it was even like that recent too that you went through all that. It was probably like 5-6 years ago. So you know,
yeah, 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always, to the person going through it, it's always right there. You know, it's never, it could be a day, it could be 20 years, and it's always, you know, it's always something that you can't really let go in the back of your mind because that little devil is always trying to fool you, waiting for you to fuck up again. You know? I mean, it's like anything. Nothing goes up straight. You know, it goes up, comes down a little bit, goes up a little further. So time just gives you a little more perspective and a little more kind of good reference points of understanding that you can, things aren't permanent. We got so serious.
Yeah, it did get serious.
We were laughing and.
I think the laughs will come back, but we have to have the serious part
no,
in the
no,
middle.
No, it's true. It's true.
But it seems like you filled up your life with a lot of different things. Like I was reading how you're really into scuba diving now.
Yes.
And like fitness in general, right?
Yeah. I mean, I like being active. I guess I always was active as a kid, and in high school when I kind of got into different things or just realized I didn't want to be I realized what I didn't want to be. I kind of got into, I thought, you know, music and drugs would hold more of an answer, and then, you know, that stuff got, music did hold an answer, but the drug part got a little heavy. But yeah, I just I don't know, I had time, so I went scuba diving, and it just blew me away to be underwater like that. It just felt at peace, very relaxing, and it was fun to see the world from, you know, 90 feet below and see wild animals right next to you. And then got into motorcycles. And then, yeah, I just like, I guess I'd spent so long being like weak and frail that I just liked exercising because it made me feel like, the one part of myself I could control was in control.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I mean, not really, but I don't know. It's just change. It's just you did one thing for a while and then, you know, you just got bored. And so you tried something else.
Yeah. Plus, like, you feel as you get older, like, I'm 26 now and I can feel like my metabolism is maybe starting to slow down a little bit. So it's like,
oh, there you go. You see, I'm
30. Gotta exercise more.
35, I definitely notice. I couldn't imagine.
The rumors are true, huh?
What?
Of metabolism just slowing down.
Yeah, definitely.
Damn it.
Everything slows down. I mean, it's good, though. You can't do certain things, but you can do other things. Like what? Tell me what. No, you can't do anything. It's always better to be younger, but that only lasts so long.
Mm-hmm. So where have you been scuba diving, and what interesting things have you seen? Have you seen sharks? Have you swam
I've
with
seen
dolphins?
Sharks.
What have you done?
I've swam with dolphins.
Damn.
I've seen eels.
All right, the third one. Sharks, dolphins, eels. And eels. Yeah. Or wait, were they moray eels?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's awesome.
Yeah, 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 that's cool. Yeah, yeah. And also spotted eels. No, they were nasty, intense. The eel is probably the ugliest fish I've ever seen. It looks so mean. That and a barracuda, which hang underneath the boat. They like to, three or four like to hang under the boat and just sit there. And you have to do like a 3-minute, 15-foot safety stop. So you stay there for 3 minutes at 15 feet, and you're just like watching them look at you, opening their mouths slowly. It's really, yeah, they're really intense. Shark was actually really peaceful. Swam pretty close. I actually have a photo way in the beginning of my Instagram post from when I first went with actually the guy who produced my record, so it does tie in. Mm-hmm. Gus Sobering and I, we got our licenses together at Turks and Caicos. And just a few reef sharks. And they were big enough. It was intense. You never really wanted to stare them straight in the eye. Like you felt like if you locked eyes, you kind of looked away. Like you could feel they were in control.
Mm.
You could feel they're very powerful, powerful beings.
The moray eels always look like they're just told a joke and they're waiting for you to get it. They're like, it's like that.
In an evil way, though.
Yeah.
Because they
have
don't
a mouth
look,
open and they're like, ah.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard about moray eels on the internet.
Oh, that's pretty
That's
funny.
The moray eel joke.
Yeah, I don't know. It's great. It's great. And then I went to Belize. I went to the Blue Hole, which is a famous, you can look it up on the internet. You can see it's like a famous hole.
Okay.
The most famous of all holes.
It's like an underwater cave?
No, it's a hole.
It's just a hole. Tried to jazz it up there.
Yeah. No, it's like a 400-foot cylinder hole. That you obviously can't go all the way down. 130 feet is your limit when you're an advanced diver. I went to like 150 for like a minute or two because you have a watch. You don't want to break your decompression time. So
that sounds terrible.
No, it was amazing.
If you broke a decompression.
Oh, it just means it's not terrible. It's just so long. You have to like, then you'll have to, and you're worried about your air. They even leave extra tanks when you get to the top because of this. Because if you break it, then maybe at 70 feet, your watch will make you stay there for 15 minutes. So you're underwater for 15 minutes, you know, and then you have to go up and then maybe spend another 10 minutes at 20 feet so you could run out of air.
Mm-hmm.
But you usually don't want to break it. It's not a good way to dive if you're trying to stay safe.
Mm, yeah.
You know, but that was an amazing place to go because you could jump off the ledge and you just felt like you were skydiving, like flying down, cause it's just like a black hole that you can't really see until you start getting there, and it starts coming clearer and clearer.
Mm.
It's pretty cool.
Man, I'd be terrified.
I was terrified. I'm terrified every time I go scuba diving, and every time I get on my motorcycle, I get like butterflies in my stomach, and I get a rush.
Mm.
But that's probably why I do it.
So another hobby I wanted to talk about, maybe not as death-defying. Designing ties and clothes.
I almost got murdered on 7th Avenue.
ties are hot. People want them.
Yeah. That'd be a good skit, actually. Well, whatever. Different place, different time. Yeah, that was fun. A friend of mine, Elliot, kind of like entrepreneur tie man, he had this idea, and we wanted to come up with a collection, and so we went shopping and looking for fabric, and we just haggled away in the fashion district trying to get fabric.
So, oh wow, so it was that.
Why?
You started on that level, like getting like searching for fabrics and like finding the right things. Interesting. I don't really know anything about designing clothes and what that entails.
Well, when I made the suits, it started with getting someone to come over and help me, because I can't draw that stuff. You know what I mean? I didn't go to school. Come on, let's let's be honest here. And so they would draw it, and I would show them stuff, and I'd be like, no, 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 less like that. And then eventually they'd build models of those clothes, and then they would fit it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ryan Gosling was wearing it. No, I'm just kidding. No, he was wearing it, but that's
what
there
film
was a step.
That?
Crazy Stupid Love. I had nothing to do with that, though. I wish I could say that I pitched it to him or something like that.
He found it on his own. That's still pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know if he found it on his own. Someone that does, that sounds even cooler.
Found it on their own.
Someone close to someone who might never have met him found it. Got him. No, yeah, it was fun. I don't know. My mom, I asked her recently, has told me that I've dressed myself since nursery school. That I would do stuff like, she'd be like, you're probably going to be cold in that outfit. And I'd be like, it's right. So, I mean, I probably made many mistakes and looked like a fool many times, but it was definitely, I enjoyed doing it. So maybe it just, when I had the opportunity, it seemed fun to basically get fitted clothes for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember, like, way back with the Strokes, people always talked about your fashion and, like, how you dress. But as far as I know, you guys weren't designing things yourselves back then.
No.
But you're still wearing, like, the red chucks, so it's still, like, a holdover from something you...
Those are maroon. Burgundy.
It's a shade of red.
I mean, sure. I mean, everything's a shade of something. But that's not red. That's red over there.
You're right. And no.
I still wear chucks. Someone wrote that too. Someone was like, oh, it makes you so happy. He's 35 and still wearing chucks. I was like, what?
Yeah. That's what that is.
Yeah.
I'm glad you care about shades though. And also I've been called colorblind before.
Oh, really?
I have been. I don't think I am.
I care about the details. Yeah. I feel like the details are kind of what make the difference, what makes things uniquely you. We all kind of do the same thing, but in the details is what changes it.
Mm.
Everyone does it a little different.
Mm. So do you think you pay much more attention to what you wear now than say like back in the day, early days with the Strokes?
Do I pay more attention now?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a great shopper. I'm not a fan. It's kind of like homework.
Really?
I get clothes like more like I'm walking and I'll see something. I'll be like, all right, cool, get that. And then, but if I have to go buy something, it's a bit of a drag.
So you don't plan out for things?
I mean, sometimes if you're like, it just kind of happens naturally, but if you're wearing, you put something on, you're like, oh, I'd like to, this be cool on stage or whatever. But the same way when I was younger, it's just maybe, basically when you saw me in early Strokes, it's all stuff I got when I was like 18. Mm-hmm. And then I kept that till I was like 25. I had the same clothes, and then like you buy some new things, and so it just comes in like little waves, and then you just kind of change stuff around. I don't spend all day thinking about what I'm going to wear.
That probably would be bad if I could
put something on and be like, I don't feel comfortable in this.
Mm.
But I usually go with more what I feel comfortable in.
Yeah. Those are really good words of wisdom.
I mean, we're in a way dressed very similar.
We both have polo shirts on.
Polo shirts on. We're both wearing pants.
Mm.
And we both have shoes on.
We do both have shoes on.
No, but I mean, it is similar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Watches. Both have watches.
I like what I'm seeing here.
Yeah. Doing something right.
No.
even though I don't know colors. For the record, your shoes are under the table, so there's shadows. So it was hard to tell.
For the record. You know, I just did an interview earlier today where someone was on the computer next to me. It was like in a sound booth, and she was typing. And the whole time I kept on looking over, and I was like, and then halfway through, I was like, are you like typing out shorthand the interview? And then I felt like an idiot because, of course, she's not typing out the interview shorthand.
It's like a stenographer in a courtroom.
It's like, read that back to me, please.
It's a very serious interview.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny. A very serious interview.
Mm. And you've got your laces wrapped around your ankles.
What kind of asshole are you?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I don't know if I've ever seen someone do that before.
They're too long, man.
Oh, okay. That's why.
They're not around my... They're just around the shoe, but they go up. You know? I would wrap them around... I've done a lot of things. One time when I was really fucked up, I was just tired of doing stuff, so I just put tape around my waist and tape around my shoes so that they would stay, in place.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That made more sense when I was doing it.
Tape around your waist also?
Yeah, because like, I didn't want to wear, I couldn't find a, I don't know, I was
a high, belt? Man. You couldn't find a belt?
Yeah. I went for the closing of my apartment. Oh my God, what a mess. I wish I had it on video. We could just watch it like a replay. You ever see Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks?
No.
Damn it. So good. Really funny. Well, he's in purgatory where it's like in the middle? Yeah. He's in purgatory and he has to convince, well, I don't know, I'm not, whatever stories. He has to convince people that he's worthy of going to heaven. And they see stories of when he was younger and throughout his whole life, like, you know, times in his life. And I wish I had that right now to play, not his stories, but my stories to play you.
To convince me you should go
that's
to heaven.
That's it. That's what I wanted to say. No, not to convince you that I should go to heaven. Heaven just sounds like a terrible place if it was real. Just like a weird, depressing place where you're just waiting for loved ones to come.
Yeah. Or maybe
like they're
pets,
down there.
Pets, too.
And pets. Just so many pets. And you have to meet pets you never really loved. Like, I didn't really love you.
You didn't love all your pets?
I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm saying I had a cat for 9 months that died of spinal cancer. That, no, I don't think I had any time to love it, personally. I had to put it to sleep.
Aw. That's. I was going to say that this interview has been going in many good peaks and valleys. From like joking around to very serious life things. We should think of one more not serious thing to end it on.
So bad, because I also realized that I had another cat when I was younger that Ryan had for a little bit, and now actually lives with Alex.
Okay.
I do love Nigel. I don't want to see him like that, but it was just that was funny. Sorry. You want to talk about something else?
I think ending it with that cat is a good way to. But that's it. That's the happy note to end on.
He just had all of his teeth pulled.
Oh no!
No, but supposedly he's very happy. I spoke to him.
Is he eating like mushy special cat treats that he can just kind of gum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's eating hard frozen food. His gums bleed. But the vet says that he gets a lot of hydration from that. Oh, someone pops some champagne over there. See, I walk through a billboard, super quiet. We come in here and do an interview. It's like a party going on. I feel like Ace Ventura, too, when he gets kicked out of the monk's place. You know, and they're like, "No, please go." Denial is. What does he say? Oh, it's so funny. Denial is a serious thing. No.
Man, I could quote the first one right there with you, but I'm drawing a blank.
I actually, my wife can't believe it when there's so many movies that I can just quote. Like they'll be on, and I'll just be. She'll be watching it for the first time. She's Polish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they just, you know. I don't have not
from being from a different country.
Yeah,
you're
I
saying.
Just. And also, you know,
not
communism
American,
ended when she was 9 years old. So it's not like they didn't, you know, Ace Ventura probably came. But whatever, it's just different. It's just different.
Yeah.
They didn't grow up. They grew up different. And so she'll watch these movies. Like I made her. She actually watched Tommy Boy Alone because I referenced it so much that she just felt left out. So one day she came up and she was like, "I saw Tommy Boy." And she was like, "Richard, hold me." And that's not the line. It's, "Richard, what's happening?" He goes, "Richard, what's happening?" And she said, "Hold me." And I was like, "If only you would turn that quote into, like, you know, she just wanted to be held." It's like, oh, well. I ignore her sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, babe. I'm kidding. I don't ignore her. She just wants a lot of hugs.
Mm.
Stuff with that, right?
Hugs. You guys have a cat?
Yes. We bought another cat.
Okay. A replacement cat.
No, I don't
all
have
is well.
Actually, I had two dogs that my parents now take care of. I should not have children. They'll be like, Jamie, you want my baby?
Well, I think we brought it back to happiness. I think that's a good note to end on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
There we go. That's it. That's it. So, yeah, thanks for stopping by, Albert.
No, thanks for having me.
I know it's been a busy day of Snapchatting and whatnot and these serious interviews, so.
No, this is great, man. Yeah. Air condition.
I think it's a little too cold in here, to be honest. You've been outside, but it's cold.
You've been here. I could see that. I could see being here for another hour and be like, all right, just give me some. Because it just sits on the first layer of skin and just feels. It's like when you're on a plane. Who was I talking that to? Was I talking to you guys about that today? I was like, even on these hot days, you have to. Let me finish. I'm just kidding. Even on these hot. I thought she was cutting. I was just making a joke. Sorry. On these hot days, you still bring a sweater with me on the plane.
Because it's just that recycled air inside the plane that gets.
I don't know. They make it super cold, man. They make it super cold. But you were ending it, and I was continuing it. I hate goodbyes.
Well, that
put down the mic.
That concludes another episode. Another episode of the Alt in Our Stars podcast. You can subscribe to the Alt in Our Stars podcast by clicking the iTunes link towards the bottom of the story. There you can also check out some archived interviews, lots of fun stuff there. And we'll be back next Friday with another episode, so have a good weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.